we would apply a high degree of accountability to every team member, which means, you know, you feel personal ownership of the job that you have to do. I'll give you one example here, myself. When I started the job, I got a target of 6 medals. It was my decision to say, 6, that is not good enough. We want the expectations to be really high. I wanted to give that strong message and say, I won't accept a performance under 8 medals, including at least 1 gold. And if we would not hit that target, I would resign. So everybody knew from that point onward, this is serious, because I put my own destiny on the line and my credibility. We end up winning with 6 medals, including 4 golds. I'm sure you understand that the emotional value of a gold medal is so much higher than silver or bronzes. So it gave me a dilemma. What do I do? I'm going to stay. It's a great job. Or am I going to go? Of course, I had to go because it would not be consistent with the culture to stay. And the culture, obviously, is more important than the interest of one man. When you talk about high-performance teamwork, we would have high expectations of each other. We would give 100% and we would expect 100%. You can only expect when you give the 100% yourself. If we don't do 100%, the opposition will. And the opposition is global. If we don't do it, somebody in Russia will, or an American team, or even a bloke in Kingston, Jamaica. So we are actually forced to give 100% by the opposition. And although you may not be an athlete, you will still understand the following saying. Nobody will jump higher when you lower the bar. Because why would you? Why would you jump 2 meters if the bar is there? So you need high expectations to get the best out of yourself.